When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, psychic healer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of Can't Host. Before we get started with today's episode, let me remind you that my new book, Protect Your Light, a practical guide to energy protection, cleansing, and cutting cords, is now available to order globally on Amazon. When you get the book, you also get the Psychic Scanning Online Workshop for free, during which I guide you to turn on your psychic vision and scan your body for all types of energy attack so you can clear them. And you can visit protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details. Also, be sure to download one of my free guides in the description of this episode that will guide your spiritual journey. You'll find guides on finding your purpose, developing your intuition and protecting your energy. Also, my other two books, Be the Guru and Lightworkers Gotta Work, are also out. When you get Lightworkers Gotta Work, you also get a free life purpose bootcamp workshop, and you can visit lightworkersgottaworkbook.com to get all the details about that too. Lastly, if you enjoy the podcast, I would love for you to rate and subscribe. That's going to be really helpful in letting others discover it too. In today's episode, we're talking about spiritual branding and marketing. In my early 20s, I had a realization. I realized that if I wanted to make a meaningful impact with my spiritual work, I needed to understand how to build and manage a business. And that's when I made the decision to pursue a master's degree in business management, hoping it would equip me with the necessary tools and practices that I needed for success. Now, while the training was indeed helpful and boosted my confidence in running a business, I found some aspects to be a bit lacking, particularly when it came to marketing and relationship building. Instead of learning practical marketing strategies, we mainly read about them in academic articles. And rather than discovering how to cultivate genuine connections with like-minded individuals and businesses, we were taught superficial networking techniques. I distinctly remember attending networking events and using pre-rehearsed opening lines, attempting a certain kind of handshake, and delivering a poorly practiced elevator pitch. And it all felt completely superficial and, frankly, cringeworthy. Leaving those events with stacks of business cards I would never use, I couldn't help but think, is this what business is all about? It was so disheartening. Now, eventually, I decided to stop attending these soul-draining networking events, and I turned to self-help books written by other spiritual and heart-centered entrepreneurs. And in one of those books, I came across a single sentence that completely shifted my mindset. It said, networking is all about making new friends. I was like, huh. It was the perspective shift that I had been searching for. So from that point on, I approached building business relationships as an opportunity to make new friends. This approach not only relieved the pressure to perform in a certain way, but it also led to genuine connections and supportive friendships. So in this episode of the podcast, Emily Gosh Harris and I delve into practices and strategies for developing and running a spiritual business. Specifically, we talk about an energy practice to craft your spiritual brand, a genuine non-salesy approach to marketing your products and services, how to generate publicity for your brand and your books, and spiritual ways to reframe traditional business strategies. When you're done listening to the episode, make sure to come within your spiritual toolkit and let me know how you enjoyed the episode. Enjoy this episode with Emily Gosh Harris. Emily Gosh Harris is an intuitive guide and multidimensional business mentor here to help humanity reconnect to their divine gifts, remember what it feels like to love themselves unconditionally, and return to unity consciousness. She is the founder and CEO of Soul Media, a company focused on elevating conscious companies and spiritual entrepreneurs through digital marketing, holistic consulting, and intuitive business practices. Emily received a master's degree in business and spent 15 years in the business world working for one of the largest media companies in the world and for a Fortune 500 company. Emily, welcome to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast.
Oh, thank you, George. It's such an honor to be here.
I am so excited to have you here to talk about something that I'm personally very passionate about. I also have a master's degree in business management, and I started in the business world before I moved into doing like spiritual work for full time. And I know that many people listening right now are probably in the same situation, or they just want to take their spiritual gifts and practices and turn them into a business, but they don't know how, or they're held back by fears and limiting beliefs. So I'm so excited to chat about that. You're gonna give us some tools and practices and mindset shifts to help people get unblocked so they can move forward. But before we get there, I wanna hear a little bit about your story of doing this work and being in this space right now where you help other spiritual entrepreneurs elevate their consciousness and their business.
Yeah, well, wow. So this is one of my favorite topics to dive into and explore. I love, you know, helping lightworkers, starseeds to shine their light. And for me, you know, I feel like you teach what you know. And so for me, it's been a journey to get comfortable around visibility, to get comfortable showing up as my authentic self. You know, I spent years in corporate America, and I just was at that point in time really focused on external success. I was focused on being productive. I was focused on, you know, kind of doing all the things that society tells you that you should be doing. And, you know, I found myself really depleted. I found myself burnt out, and I really was in more of a toxic masculine energy. It was just this go, 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 you know, work around the clock type of energy. And so that's one of the things that really had to shift and change for me. You know, I found myself, I got this download about starting my own business and moving through into this process of kind of trusting the unknown and surrendering, which, you know, for many who are starting an entrepreneurial journey or even, you know, having that, you know, desire to start their own business, it can be a scary process. There's a lot of fear that can come up. And certainly that was the case for me. You know, I had this safety net, and, I really had to trust my heart and my intuition. And, you know, around that time, I found myself on my honeymoon in Bali, just completely burnt out. I had adrenal fatigue. I was so tired. I couldn't even fully enjoy the experience of being there because I was so exhausted, because I had been, you know, working so hard. And I remember seeing a healer at that time in Bali, and she really told me that, you know, you really need to embrace more of your feminine energy and come into balance. And that was honestly, George, such a turning point for me. It was such a catalyst to really go within and to start to create more space for myself. And so that really was an opening, and being able to, you know, bring in more balance, bring in more harmony, and really tune to, you know, I think that sometimes we're focused so externally to really, you know, take the time to go inward and say, what is my soul really desiring to express? And, you know, I feel like that's a good segue to, you know, showing up and being seen, because I think sometimes, you know, we think, you know, we hear about marketing, we hear about business, and we hear about formulas. And it's kind of like this, you know, feeling of, oh, I don't want to, you know, do everything the same way that everyone else is doing. I don't want, you know, I don't believe that there's a one size fits all approach. You know, we are coming from a day and age where there's reality television. And I feel like we're so kind of sick of, you know, seeing sort of this fake a formula. It's like we want transparency, we want vulnerability, we want authenticity. And so really discovering the way that you shine in your own unique way and being able to bring that forward is definitely a journey. It's something that I'm so passionate about, and I'm so excited that we're, you know, diving in and having this conversation.
Wow, what a story. And of course, you learned to embrace your feminine energy, and you allowed your spirituality to develop. And then it was a time to like bring it all in balance by bringing that masculine energy in and like putting yourself out there. It's really all about this balance. And I think that's what your story so beautifully demonstrates, how you eventually went from abusing masculine energy to embracing feminine energy, and then eventually finding the balance between the two. So let's talk about some practical tools that people can take away right now to take their spirituality and turn it into a business. First of all, let's chat about the word brand, because we all know that to be able to do this work, we need to create a brand. And you hear people tell you all the time, you need to brand yourself, you need to create a brand, this is off brand, this is your brand. So what is a brand? Why do we need it? And how do we start formulating who we are in a brand?
Yes, that's such a great question. You know, I think of a brand just in a simple sense of your unique frequency, your unique soul essence that is pouring through into, you know, the posts that you create, the content that you're sharing. And so it's really getting in touch with what your unique frequency is. And so that can come through in colors, it can come through in images, it can come through in, you know, the words that really you are desiring to embody. And so that's a great starting point, is what does that look like and feel like for you? and really taking the time to connect with what it is that you're desiring to create. What does that look like? And you can map that out in a very, you know, simple and fun way. I think Canva is a great tool to play with colors, to play with, you know, different energy. And so I would suggest, you know, taking the time to really get in touch with what your mission and vision statement is, you know, because I think the journey we all know of entrepreneurship is, it is a journey. And, you know, it comes back to your why, because that is what carries us through, you know, through the peaks and valleys. It comes back to, you know, how you're desiring to be of service. And for each of us, we all have different gifts and abilities that we come here to share and to help and to be of service. And so really connecting with what that is for you. And also, I also feel that, you know, sometimes we can look at all the channels, all of the things, and feel overwhelmed. And so a good starting point is to really connect with what channels you want to show up with. You know, I know people that have very successful businesses and they don't have thousands of followers on social media. You know, they have an engaged community that absolutely, you know, responds and connects with the content that they're sharing. I think it, you know, gone are the days where we're just posting to post, you know, and this is from large brands to, you know, spiritual entrepreneurs. It doesn't matter. It really comes down to what are you saying that's important? And so what are the, you know, the areas, the core pillars that you want to bring forward and express? Maybe it is about masculine and feminine energetics. Maybe it is about healing and trauma work. You know, maybe it's about, you know, telling your own story. I really believe in the power of storytelling, right? We can all benefit from hearing each other's stories. So only you know what those are, but, you know, we can do an exercise where we can actually connect with what those core pillars are for you. And then you can start creating content around those core pillars. And that's honestly what I recommend as a starting place for branding, is to understand what your unique frequency is and understand on a deep level is what is the content that really is on your heart to be sharing.
I love that. So just to recap, so starting point is finding your why, which informs the frequency, essentially what it is you're here to do, your purpose, your soul mission, and then finding ways to express that in a way that's more visual for people. So you mentioned colors, you mentioned stories, you mentioned words. Are there any other pillars, any other areas we need to be expressing our brand like in?
Yeah, so that's a great point, because when you're starting to create content and from a visual perspective, some people are super creative and they're like, yes, I know exactly how it wants, you know, it's wanting to express, and you kind of have, and that can be helpful too, is to actually have a vision or to get some inspiration of colors that you like. And, you know, and also one thing that I really want to say there is to enjoy the journey of creating. And to find pleasure in the creative process, because everybody is going to create differently. And sometimes, you know, when we talk about limiting beliefs, one of the big ones is that perfectionism that can come in of it has to look a certain way, it has to be perfect. And that can really get us, you know, stuck from starting and to put our work out there. And so really know that your journey is going to evolve and grow with you. Sometimes when we talk about, you know, creating a website, it's like a website is not a static, you know, home. It's going to continually evolve and change as you grow and evolve. And, you know, pictures are going to be updated and the content as well. And so it's the same thing with your branding as well. It's just really enjoying and feeling connected with what you're putting out and knowing that that's going to grow and evolve as you do as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That is so powerful. I remember when I was first starting out, that's what was stopping me. I felt like I had to create the perfect website or the perfect brand, have the colors ready, have the fonts that I wanted to use before I was ready to start. And then I realized I was procrastinating. That was my way of self-sabotaging. So just starting anyway, as you just said, and accepting the imperfection of things and just knowing that things will grow and change and it's a dynamic process, that's the way to go about it. If I can compare the way my website looked like, for example, when I first started like 10, 15 years ago to now, it's a completely different picture. And again, it all came with engagement, taking action, trying things, and then noticing how my vibration responds to that and how it changes. I love that. Now, I want to talk a little bit about marketing now, shifting the gears a little bit. So marketing is more external in the sense that it's how we market our services, our offerings. It's how we communicate what we are selling to the world. Now, the word selling is a trigger point for many spiritual people, for many light workers. They don't like this idea of having to sell themselves or sell their offerings because, from my experience, I think it's connected to all the sleazy, inauthentic marketing that we have experienced and have been traumatized by for so many years. So people just don't want to be associated with that. So let's break some barriers here and drop down some walls and help people reframe their mindset around marketing. What is marketing and why is it needed?
Yes, I love that. And that is such a great, you know, it's so important to reframe, I think, the word sales in general. And we can, you know, shift that by saying being of service. And I feel like if we change sales to service, it has a completely different energy and frequency. And, you know, really what it comes down to is if you have something to contribute. And, you know, we know that it's needed in our world today. There's so much, you know, change and transformation taking place. There's so much that is needed. And so if you have gifts to share for the collective, you are actually doing a disservice by, you know, hiding out and, you know, hiding your light when there's so many people that need it. And so really reframing that to how can I show up and serve my community instead of selling anything? You know, I don't necessarily think we need to hard sell anything. It's just really more of an invitation. And it is, it's a sacred invitation. Would you like to join me? And so that can be a really powerful reframe as well. And the other thing is that I feel like when we get excited about something and it's a wholehearted yes for us, it's much easier to share that excitement with others in our community. And so if there's a course or there's an offer, really connecting with your own joy, your own pleasure in the process of creating and bringing that forward. Is it something that, you know, lights you up and you get really excited about talking about? It becomes so much easier when we're excited about, you know, what it is that we're offering. And, you know, again, you know, back to what you said of really understanding that the way through is in, and it, you know, can feel uncomfortable at first. And I think that's important to acknowledge that is that, you know, sometimes, you know, whether it's posting online, whether it's starting a podcast, whether it's, you know, marketing through your email list, like that can feel uncomfortable at first. And, you know, we can flip that and reframe it. And, you know, I really truly believe that confidence and courage is something that resides within all of us. We may not feel like a particularly confident or courageous person, but I guarantee you that those reside within you. And it's really about building new circuitry around those emotions. And something Mary Morrissey said that I absolutely love is we can add the statement up until now to anything. I may not have, you know, I may have been afraid to put myself out there up until now. We can change the story instantaneously. And that's so powerful because, you know, there can be fear that comes up and we can just change that story. And the way through is to go within and to, you know, understand that there's going to be discomfort that comes up with anything that's new. But over time, we build that muscle and it becomes more and more comfortable and we build confidence.
I love that. I think you've just offered us so many different mindset reframes that I think are so important. Selling to service and then seeing selling as an invitation. That's how I see it as well. And a little tip that I use as well in my business is whenever I'm selling something, I just make sure I'm also giving something first. So for example, any promotional email I'm sending out there, I'm giving value and then I'm posting the invitation. Okay. I hope you enjoyed this. Like if you're ready to do the work, I invite you to join me for this workshop or this book or etc. So I think if we approach, because we are giving people as spiritual communities and our most of our businesses are all about giving value. So if we start with value without, of course, giving the whole answer, because then what's the point of teaching a paid class? But when we give some value and the person gets something from that, I feel it makes the invitation so much more easier because we don't feel this sense of, ooh, I'm being salesy right now. It feels like, you know what? I've showed up. I've given. Now here I am making an invitation. Here I am being of service.
Yes, I love that. That's such a great point. You know, there's a marketing term that's called know, like, and trust. And that really is the, you know, the process, the journey of getting to know somebody. And we can think about our own, you know, behavior when it comes to working with a coach or working with any type of practitioner. It's you're going to, you know, follow them maybe on social media, you're going to connect with the content that they're putting out there, and you're going to see if it really resonates and you feel that connection. So, you know, people in your community are going to be doing the exact same thing. They're going to be, you know, tuning into your stories, they're going to be, you know, seeing what you're showing up. And so that's such a beautiful way to say, here, this is something that you can enjoy and you can get to know me and what I'm sharing. And then that intimacy is built and we're able to go deeper.
Exactly. Trust is the number one factor because we all buy from people we trust, and trust requires time and it requires what you just said, confidence and courage, putting ourselves out there, showing up in our authentic self, and then attracting the people who vibrate in the same vibrational frequency. Now, let's talk about PR. Another pillar in running a business is getting opportunities like what we're doing right now to like share your message in someone else's audience, being invited to talk in podcasts, like going on TV maybe, or writing magazine articles or online features. How do we start if we're just starting out approaching magazines or people who have podcasts and influencers to get PR opportunities?
Such a beautiful question. You know, I want to say, you know, two things. One is really coming back to being of service and the quality of content that you're creating and sharing, because I feel like sometimes we can focus externally of, you know, I know that I should be putting myself out there or being a guest on podcasts, but really it comes down to how are you serving that audience and what are you wanting to share on. And so one way to really get in touch with, you know, those pillars, so to speak, is to really define, okay, what are the three or five areas that I feel really passionate about speaking on? And, you know, we could even go even deeper and outline and kind of research and intuit what is wanting to come through. And that can be really helpful because it becomes more comfortable to get out there and share or to write an article or to speak on a podcast, is like really knowing what your message is and fleshing that out. And if you are somebody that it's maybe not as comfortable to be visible or to speak, you know, it's maybe practicing, maybe setting up a Zoom and practicing with a friend of yours and, you know, getting even more comfortable with that experience. And then, you know, the second part of that is about building relationships. And, you know, I think that it is so important. This is not a solo journey that we're on. It is, you know, it is about community, and it's about collaborations and connections. And you never know, you know, when you meet somebody, like where that relationship is going to flourish and grow to. And so it's not about like getting something. It's about, you know, opening an invitation and opportunity and really seeing, you know, people as people and wanting to get to know and to build a relationship. And then from there, you know, opportunities emerge. And so that's one thing that I would say is just in the approaching of forming relationships, one thing that can be helpful is to really just compliment the, you know, the person of, hey, I absolutely love what you're doing. And I just want to acknowledge that and share how much it's, you know, touched me and how much I love the work that you're doing. And then, you know, if you wanted to go a step further from that is, how can I would love to be of service to your community. Here are the things that I can really provide value and speak on and share about. And here are some examples of me, you know, speaking before or podcasts that I've been on. That makes it really helpful when you're reaching out to, you know, for the person to know, you know, hey, this is what you're bringing to the table and that you really, truly do care.
And it has to be authentic. I remember when I was doing my master's degree in management and we were taught about networking. And I found it so inauthentic at the time because they were teaching us all these techniques. This is how you do a handshake. This is how you talk. These are questions like icebreaker questions. So I felt like a robot going in these like networking events and just like acting out whatever I was taught. And it felt so wrong, so inauthentic. So I let it go completely. And then I eventually came back to it in a way that I didn't expect to. I just reframed it in my head, like relationship building and making friends. And then I'm like, oh, that's what it is. It's just like making friends. So ever since, it's become such a priority in my business of consciously, proactively reaching out and connecting with people and in an authentic way, becoming friends with them. And I think it's so important to, because oftentimes we go into these relationship building strategy with the mindset of, oh, I want to get me some publicity, or I want to get me this. And we forget that, what? Well, how about giving? How about giving first? How about supporting the other person? How about showing genuine interest in their work? How about spending time and connecting with them, posting on their content, like receiving what they're saying, and letting that unfold naturally. I found that every time I've done that from an authentic place, connect with someone without any expectations, the outcomes that I would have wanted came so much more easily without even trying. And I think that is so powerful and so easy. And yet the traditional business world doesn't make it look easy. It makes it look like really hard, and we have to know these formulas and way to speak to like create relationships, right?
Yes, that's so true. And it does. It all comes down to authenticity, because we can sense that and we can feel that, you know, and even just in the outreach, I'm sure you having a podcast, you have so many people that reach out and, hey, can I be a guest on your show? And you can always tell when it's like a template and they're sending it out and they've never, you know, listened to your show before. So that really does make such a big difference.
Yes. Oh my God. Thank you for mentioning this, because I get so many requests for podcasts from people who don't know me, don't follow me. They clearly never listened to a single episode of my podcast, and they say how much they love my work. I'm like, don't lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not what's going on here. That's not the way to go about it. I'm not going to respond.
Yes. We're all so intuitive. I mean, it's true. Like, we know, we can sense that and we can feel that. And it's so important to come from the heart and really acknowledge something that you appreciate about the person. And that goes such a long way to forming
so
relationships.
Important. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for sharing all these powerful tools and mindset shifts with us. Please share with everyone where they can get in touch with you and how they can work with you.
Yeah, so my website is Emily Ghosh Harris, and I'm also on Instagram. That's probably my favorite channel to be, Emily Ghosh Harris. And I also have a podcast that you have been on before, going to be on again. It's called The Soul Collective. It's such a fun journey to co-create. And, you know, one of the things that I absolutely love is to help light workers to, you know, find their divine blueprint and to bring it forward and shine their light. So I do that in one-on-one sessions and group coaching and courses. So all of the things are on my website, and just, you know, reach out and connect. I'd love to know. I'd love to connect and hear, you know, what you think about this and anything that you're kind of, you know, on your journey struggling with or finding expansive and fun, because it is, it's such a journey.
Thank you so much, Emily. And of course, all the links will be in the show notes below for everyone to access. Wishing you a lovely rest of your day. Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life purpose.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.